And welcome into Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Very pleased to be joined by Eagles All-Pro cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. And it's our weekly Bird on a Wire segment, but let's talk football before we get there.
Absolutely.
Tease them a little bit. First of all, a tough loss last week. First loss of the season. First loss since the middle of last regular season. How do you guys bounce back from a loss like that and move on?
I think bouncing back is easy once you get through the game film. You know, we got through the game film on Monday. Some of us watched it on Sunday night. But, you know, there was just some mistakes that we made that we haven't made all year, you know. So it definitely didn't look like us, and we know we can play better than that.
So you move on this week to a big Sunday night matchup, prime time against the New York Giants. Now, you know, when you were with the Raiders, you had some big rivals over there in the AFC West. But after last year, 1 year with the Eagles, two games against the Giants, do you get the sense that this is the biggest rivalry game, these two games of the season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after one game, you get that sense. You know, going into the week, it's crazy. And we're here, you know, at practice. And, you know, every week there's maybe about 20 or 30 reporters that are here. You come today and the place is packed. You know, there's like 100 reporters out here. This is definitely the rivalry game. Everybody's in on it. And you have to be so detailed this week.
Do you get that sense from guys who have been here for a while that they dislike the Giants more than the other teams?
Hate the Giants. Hate them. I mean, anyone that you talk to that's been here, you know, for any amount of time, or some guys that you talk to that have come back and they were here, they played 5 years with the Eagles, or, you know, maybe 7 years with the Eagles. It's their least favorite team. There's no favorites, but that's the team that they absolutely can't stand.
I feel the same way, so I'm glad to hear that. Yep. As for the specific matchups, I did want to ask you about the Giants wide receivers, Nicks and Cruz. It's a little different than some of the teams you face this year, where they maybe have one premier wide receiver and you guys can sort of plan your coverages around that. How much does that change things when they have two close to elite wide receivers?
Yeah, it's different when you get two versus one, and they actually have you know, other guys that are emerging as well that can kind of take the heat off of the other two when they need to. So, you know, they've got some weapons. I think the thing is just being even more detailed. You know, these are two completely different type of players, but, you know, equally can get the job done. So the detail and the focus definitely goes up for everyone.
All right, so what we really came here for, Bird on a Wire. Now, we should mention that last week we had LeSean McCoy and Marlo Stanfield, and one thing we didn't mention that we wanted to, that Shady likes to hold a grudge like Marlo does, and that came into play this week when you saw the stuff with Shady and OCU Manure, their little Twitter beef.
So that
works, too.
We didn't mention that. That's a great point.
All right.
We also didn't do we didn't answer the trivia question from the other week.
Right. The answer to that was lacrosse. Bunk played lacrosse. We had several people get that on Twitter, so we're sending that prize out. We're going to send a better prize this week because we didn't do a trivia question last week. But this week we are going to focus on, from the Eagles' perspective, a player who's a little bit closer to home for you. But we're starting with Bunny Colvin, the Western District major.
And his look-alike. When we go through these 16... or 17 characters, you probably won't get a guy that looks
We haven't been really going for lookalikes, but this one is perfect.
This one just
it's
works.
Too good to pass up. Bunny Colvin looks just like
Todd Bowles,
your defensive backs coach.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the things that make Todd Bowles similar to Bunny Colvin.
We were talking about earlier how he is respected by, you know, you can call it the subordinates,
right.
You know, Carver from The Wire and the other guys, you know, definitely respect him. The defensive backs, the defensive players in general all respect him. That's one thing. Another thing that we had was he moves up the ranks, not with self-promotion, but just by his good work. You know, he's not a talker and he doesn't have to, you know, say what he's done or how good he's been. It's just, you know, his good work speaks for itself.
Right, and the most notable thing about Bunny Colvin is the Hamsterdam Project.
Oh, boy.
Which, we'll relate this to Todd Bowles in that Coach Bowles has sort of brought a fresh set of eyes to, I wouldn't say an old problem, but, just the secondary in general.
Sure,
bringing
absolutely.
His own kind of solutions, I think.
Yeah. Now, Hamsterdam was interesting because, it didn't turn out as positive you know, but obviously the fresh set of eyes and having his own input on things is the similarity.
Have you seen that from Coach Bowles, bringing new ideas than what you guys had last year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see that every week. There's one or two things that he just tweaks, and, you know, it's something that we hadn't done in the past, and, you know, for a particular play or coverage, and, you know, it helps.
And
definitely
then
helps.
We were also going to say that later in the series, Bunny Colvin adopts Naaman, so he sort of adopted the defensive backs.
Defensive backs, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Anything else? Just his general demeanor,
the
right?
The demeanor. Very approachable, just you know, a calm guy no matter what. Even when Bunny was working with the students,
right?
You know, they're cussing about, they're doing all sorts of stuff. He was just always the same, just, you know, a calm guy, and knew when to yell and that
right.
type of stuff. That's Coach Bowles. 100%. If you've never met him, when you meet him, you'll see that he's just a calm guy, no matter what's going on.
All right. Well, that's perfect. So our trivia question this week, not quite as interesting as the bunk trivia question, but
right.
the question is: in season 5, mm-hmm. whose hand does Bunny Colvin refuse to shake? That'll be our trivia question. So,
what's
give
the
us,
prize?
We'll get a signed something from an Eagles
okay,
player.
Okay,
maybe a
good.
Magazine or a football, something like that.
All right.
So first person to tweet us at Eagles Insider with the hashtag bird on a wire with the answer to that question will win that prize.
There
so
it is.
Thanks again to Namdi. That's this week's edition of Bird on a Wire. We can't wait to find out who we're going to do next week right here on Eagles
Give
Nightly.
Us some ideas.